Today we are going to learn about a new project which has been launched at Uddingston Grammar. The school near Glasgow is creating a sensory garden. The mainstream school has children with visual impairments and physical disabilities as well. To learn a bit about the fundraising and about the project itself, we have with us Emily Gibbons.
Well, thanks for having me.
So tell me first of all then about the project. Where did the idea come from?
Well, the project was set up by one of the teachers that works in the VI unit at the school, Emma Hall. She started the project in September 2017. And the group is now made up of pupils and staff members who are interested in helping out with the project. And our main goal is to fundraise and completely develop the area in the school into a beautiful sensory garden.
So basically you were told, here's an area, let's do something with it, and you guys have got to raise the funds as well.
Yeah, we've got lots of fundraising ideas. We're doing bake sales, trying to gather donations, raffles, staff quiz nights, all trying to go towards developing the area. We're hoping to, first of all, include things like wind chimes and a water feature, all things that can be found through sound. We're wanting to have touch boards, so different textures, and we're hoping to include lots of seating in the area, completely transform it so that it's accessible for everybody.
I know the weather in Scotland isn't the best, but are you hoping perhaps, you know, classes could be taken there as well?
Yes, definitely. We're hoping that once the area is up and running, teachers, when it isn't raining, will be able to take pupils outside to learn. Lots of studies have been done about sensory gardens and they prove that they reduce stress levels. So having a class there would be very beneficial.
It is a big project. You know, you're doing everything, as you say, from the fundraising, the ideas, and you know, right through to the garden's completion as well. Where do you get your ideas from for what will be in the garden?
Well, when we started the project, our first 3-4 weeks were fully about research. We researched lots of different sensory gardens all over the world, took pictures and ideas from there, and a local school, Hamilton Grammar, have their own sensory garden, so our teacher went to visit them and got some ideas from there too.
Okay, now you're raising funds for it. Do you know your target?
Yes, we're aiming to raise £7,000 so that we can fully transform the area so that everybody can get all the benefits from it.
And will the school be involved in sort of building it or adding to the garden?
Some of the classes, the design and make classes, are going to be helping out with making some of the things for the garden, like bird feeders and wind chimes, and hopefully they're going to try and make us a whole bug hotel to include in the garden. Some of the things that need to go into the garden are a big project, so we are going to have some contractors in to help us.
When do you hope to have the garden ready for business?
We're hoping that by the end of this school year, so by June at the latest, the garden will be ready to go, so that next year it will be fully functional and everything can take place there.
But of course, you are raising funds and you'd really like people to get involved, maybe generate some ideas, some fundraising events, or just make some donations?
Yes, definitely. We're looking for any ideas that people have, things that they think would be beneficial in the garden, and we are hoping to gain some donations and help towards building the garden.
Okay, so if anyone would like to get involved, maybe helping out or making donations, where do they get all the details? How do they get in touch?
They can get in touch. All the details are on Uddingston Grammar's website. If they just did a Google search for that, they can contact Emma Hall, the teacher that is running the project, on her email address, ehall@uddingston.s-lanark.sch.uk. And they can also follow the page on Twitter, which is at @UGS_SGP. You can also pick up the phone and call 01698 805050.
Well, Emily, best of luck with the sensory garden. Do let us know when it's open and we can even come along, have a look, tell everyone what it's like. But for the moment, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.